Hello, hello, gorgeous sisters. Lou Anne Maureen here. How are you all? I'm doing the Path to Purpose message today. My goodness, are the days, where are we? We're nearly in June. We are nearly in June, aren't we? So I'm just checking, I am live in here. And if you're watching the replay, hashtag replay, awesome. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Okay, so today I am going to do something a little bit different than our normal Path to Purpose message. And these messages are here to inspire you and to get you realigned with your purpose. And especially if you're doing healing work out in the world, to really activate that so you can show up and step out and shine and do all the good work that as a soul you've come here to do. It's been a very big week here today because I am moving house in 11 days. 11 days. I was just telling the Path of Purpose students this morning, 11 days. I can kind of feel something going on in here, and I'm kind of feeling, oh. So I took a bit of lemon juice and took some extra vitamin C and vitamins because I have a lot of boxes to pack. And they say, you know, when you're moving house, it's just as much, can be as stressful and, you know, energetically as going through divorce or a big uplifting moment. And we won't use the negative of that because I love moving. I don't love physically the moving of the furniture, but I love packing stuff. I love unpacking stuff in the new premises. So I'm going closer to the beach. It's always been a dream of mine, and something came up, and you know what? I don't have to move, but I went, that felt right. So maybe if you're going through a decision, why am I sharing the stories? Because maybe you've got a decision to make. Oh goodness me. And you're not quite sure. Do I deserve this? And there's all these beliefs so that can come up. I'm using Magic Not Logic, Julie Lewin and Tash Lewin's belief cards. I'm doing them in a little bit of a different way today. So I'm going to pick one of these cards to clear the belief, and then I'm going to use one of my three of my own cards from the Goddess on Purpose Oracle to support that. Let's just see, let's play around with this, right? To get on the purpose. All right, so let's pick one card from Julie's deck. Oh, okay, nothing like being put on the spot. Oh, goodness me. And the card is, very interesting, what belief we're going to clear is, I can't trust people. I can't trust people. Wow, wow, wee. Okay, so these are activation cards. There's an activation down the bottom. I'm going to pull three cards. Now, if you have trouble trusting people, now in hand analysis, because I'm a master hand analyst and I teach empathic healers how to use this so they can help their own clients align to their purpose while doing it themselves. And so in hand analysis, the left pinky, if it is your purpose, you're here to be a healer, a communicational healer, in other words. If it's your lesson, it is you have trouble surrendering and trust. You'll keep people around about here. They'll never really get that close to you. And there's a reason for that. So you are here to learn to trust and to surrender and not always control the outcome. So it's really interesting. We've got this card here. Hello, Christy. How are you? Have you seen Julie's cards? You'll love them. They are awesome. And so I can't trust people is the card that we are working with, and the three cards. So you can choose one, two, or three. And this can be to trust not just people, trusting yourself. I mean, ultimately, we're always projecting out, right? So if you don't trust people, you're not trusting yourself, okay? So we're going to pick three cards to support this. I'll put a link under here, Christy, and you can go and have a look. They are so gorgeous. They are so gorgeous. All right, so one, two, or three, our first card, and we're relating this to clearing the belief, I can't trust people, I can't trust myself, I can't trust my purpose. And the first one is the primal card, to support your trust. Now, the card actually says, tap into the wild woman within, it is safe to be who you really are and show this side of you. So it's kind of like, you can't just say that, right? You can't just say, oh, it's okay, just be this wild woman and trust is going to come easily. This, to me, and the card is red as well. So to me, it's really getting down into your, into grounding, into your base chakra, if you know about chakras, or just coming back into your body. So I'm talking about the School of Peace today on the Path of Purpose program. And one of the students on there, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, is like, there was something going wrong with the manual. She'd printed it out. It's like 200 pages long, and some of the words hadn't printed out. And she's like, ah, excuse me, this, you know, and so she's, well, oh no, well, something's gone wrong with the printing. So, but straight away, as a trust thing, it's like, she's in the School of Peace, and she's like, oh, I'm not even here now. I'm out here. This is a School of Peace thing. We need red, you need to be grounded, to come into your body. Because, and I'm thinking, oh, that's really interesting. Are you thinking that you haven't done it right? You can't trust yourself to even print a manual. This is not what I said to her, and I'm just using the story. But she's like, yes, something's going on here. Okay, something's going on here. So when I'm coming back to trusting yourself, it is to trust. I always want to go higher to the soul. The soul has come in here to, you've incarnated on this earth plane to be in this body. So to me, I'm like, you need to trust the contract that you've made, the agreement, let's use agreement, it's a little bit nicer. And so stay in your body when you're here, because some souls come here and they're like, I want to make that decision again. Because remember when I first started, it was about making a decision. I want to rehash that. I'm here. I'm like, I don't know. I've checked it out. But really, you have. You're very brave. Very, very brave. So trust your own decisions. And you can understand, Krista, your School of Wisdom too. Like even trusting decisions, your own decision making, right? So that's our first card, primal. Stay in your body. Like jiggle around. Like thump, drumming, all that cool stuff, right? Bring out that wild woman. Our second card. Okay, we've got a red thing here. Because remember, we're clearing this belief is I can't trust people. Are you untrustworthy? So play. So when I see this card here in regards to this, I can't trust people, it says time to play, goddess. Down your tools and engage your inner child. Laugh, dance, play. This is my favorite. I've got the actual page here. It's one of my favorite cards here. So when I see this come up, and we're going to relate it back to the I can't trust people, playtime. We are conditioned to, you, not all of us, right? You might have seen, we have to work hard. We have to work hard for our money, right? We have to, everything has to be a struggle. If it comes too easily, it's not really supposed to be that way. So this card is to say, lighten up. Lighten up. It's okay to trust your body. Like I'm even thinking now with myself, like I should probably just go to bed and have a little nap before I start to pack all my boxes as I go. But I'm like, oh. So this is saying trust your body when it says just go and play. You've worked really hard, right? Trust what your body's saying to you. It's okay to be in that childlike space. Not everything is hard work, right? So that's, so trust the messages that are coming to you. Trust what's being activated in you. I hope that makes sense. And so the third card, and this is very apt, so the third card is prove. I love this. Prove. It's just the feather. And it says, you have nothing to prove to anyone but yourself, dear one. Time to lighten up and be gentle with yourself. So I can't trust people. You can trust people because you've got nothing to prove to other people. All you have to do is prove to yourself, which is actually saying you have nothing to prove. Does that make sense? What I'm seeing, so when I see feathers, it's always like, I mean, it's quite angelic. Like I don't do a lot of angel cards. I don't see those kinds of things, but it always reminds me of just the gentleness of angels, and especially Archangel Michael, as he comes through and cuts through the BS. And this is the thing that we're here to tell you. This is actually BS. I can't trust people. Right, there's nothing to prove to others. To be your authentic self, to be in your own purpose, you know, be grounded, be playful, and lighten up, right? Again, I'm not, when people don't trust other people, sometimes there can be some trauma that has arisen in before, so it's like, well, how can I trust that? So again, we need to do that kind of inner work or that body work, to change those things. But ultimately, we don't have to go around the world in life not trusting other people, because I'm seeing this heart connection. It's not allowing yourself to be really open and to connect with another soul, when really we're here just to love on each other. Not in a weird way, but you know what I mean? To connect, to help each other grow. And so by not trusting each other people, that's gone. And so the activation says, the right people can be trusted. I can't read that back to front. The right people can be trusted, and I trust I have the wisdom and ability to tell the difference. I allow them into my life. So what this means is, this is not a whole thing to go, oh, just trust everybody, right? There's a reason why if you're an empathic healer, you can feel already, it's like, I don't know, there's something off, even though they're presenting with this amazing thing, right? So always trust yourself, and if the right person comes, then that's fine. It's totally fine to open up that door, open up your heart, open up to have that experience with them and allow them into your life. So there you go, beautiful one. I will put the cards up right under here. I'll put a link to Julie's cards if you want to go and see those. Mine are on my website, but she actually has different meditations for each of these, and they're really, really cool. So you can trust the right people. The right people are attracted to me all the time, and I open my heart to them. How does that go? All right, see you next week. Bye for now.